This is Rabbi Naftali Buchwald of the Kol of Houston, bringing you your weekly Torah Minute. The end of this week's Parsha, Parshas Emor, tells us of the various Yom Tovim we are commanded to keep. By way of introduction, the Torah first commands us of the mitzvah of Shabbos, then goes into detail about all of the holidays we celebrate throughout the year. Rashi, based on the Medrash, explains the close proximity of the commandment to keep Shabbos and all of the holidays. Their juxtaposition teaches us someone who desecrates the holidays is looked at as if he desecrated the Shabbos, but someone who keeps the holidays, it's as if he has fulfilled Shabbos. Rav Moshe Feinstein gives a beautiful explanation of this idea. Shabbos is the source of our emunah that God created the world. Therefore, someone who violates Shabbos, it's as if he is denying this fact. The holidays are the precedent of our emunah in God's daily involvement of his running of the world. The Torah is teaching us partial emunah is not emunah at all. If one says God created the world but no longer is involved in it, ultimately he's denying God's creation of the world too. Therefore, someone who desecrates the holidays representing God's daily involvement is as if he's violating Shabbos too, representing God's creation of the world. If he believes God runs the world but didn't create it, it's as if he's denying God's current involvement too. Because each aspect of our emunah is dependent on the other. This is why the Torah introduces the holidays with the commandment of Shabbos. They each represent a different facet of our emunah, but are ultimately dependent on one another. This has been Rabbi Naftali Buchwald of the Kol of Houston with your weekly Torah Minute. Have a wonderful Shabbos.